Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on subweight breakdown and kick weight balance for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. Today we're going after that classic pressure, a kick that hits hard, feels a little rough, and still leaves enough room for the breakbeat and the bass line to do their thing. And that's the key mindset right from the start. In this style, the kick is not trying to be the loudest low-end event in the track. It needs a role in the rhythm section. It needs presence, not chaos. So if your kick is too heavy, the whole mix gets muddy and the groove slows down. If it's too light, the track loses that speaker rattling drive. We want the sweet spot. Firm, tight, controlled, punchy enough to land, but clean enough to let the jungle swing breathe. Let's build this step by step in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices. Start with a kick sample that already has the right attitude. For old school DNB, don't reach for a massive modern trap kick or something super boomy. Look for a sample with a solid transient, a short low-end body, and not too much tail. A good kick often lives somewhere around that 80 to 120 Hz feeling, with enough character to cut through the break. If the kick already has a long tail, that can be a problem. In jungle and old school DNB, a long kick tail often gets in the way of the bass and blurs the groove. We usually want the kick to feel efficient, like it knows exactly what it's there to do. Load the kick into a drum rack if you're building your kit from samples. That's a beginner-friendly way to stay organized. If you're working from Audino, that's fine too, but drum rack makes the workflow cleaner. Make sure the sample starts cleanly, and if it's a one-shot, turn warp off. You want the sample to behave naturally, not stretch around unnecessarily. Now let's shape the kick with EQ8. Add EQ8 to the kick channel and listen carefully. If there's rumble way down low that isn't helping the sound, you can gently high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. Gently is the word. Don't cut away the low end weight by accident. We're not trying to make the kick tiny. We're trying to remove waste. If the kick needs more body, try a small boost somewhere around 50 to 90 Hz. If it sounds boxy or muddy, reduce a bit around 180 to 350 Hz. And if the kick needs more attack, a little lift around 2 to 5 kHz can help the click speak. Important teacher note here. Don't EQ in solo only. Always check the kick with the break and the bass. A kick that sounds massive by itself can become bloated the second it enters the full mix. In this style, the context matters more than the solo sound. Next, add saturator after EQ8. This is one of the best tricks for getting perceived weight without simply turning the kick up. Try a drive of about 2 to 6 dB, switch soft clip on, and compensate the output so the level doesn't jump too much. What saturator gives you is density. It adds harmonics, so the kick can feel fuller and more present, especially on smaller speakers or in a busy mix. That's really useful for jungle, where the kick often needs to feel hard and warm at the same time. But be careful, too much saturation can blur the transient and make the low end fuzzy, so keep it controlled. Now let's bring in drum bus. Ableton's drum bus is brilliant for this kind of drum processing. Add it after saturator. Start with a modest amount of drive, maybe around 5 to 20%. Keep crunch low or off at first. Be very careful with boom, because boom can add serious weight very quickly, but it can also overcook the kick and make the whole low end feel bloated. If the kick needs more attack, a small increase in transients can help. And if the low end feels too bright or too woolly, use damp to shape the tone. The big thing here is to compare bypass on and off at the same loudness. Don't let louder trick you into thinking better. We want bigger and cleaner, not just louder. If your kick still feels thin after all that, you can build a subweight layer underneath it. This is a really useful trick. Duplicate the kick track. On the duplicate, use EQ8 to remove most of the top end. Keep only the low body, usually somewhere around 40 to 100 Hz, and cut the mids and highs aggressively. You can also add a little saturator if needed. Think of the original kick as the attack and character layer, and the duplicate as the low-end support layer. Here's the important part. Check the phase. If the kick suddenly loses punch when layered, the layers may be fighting each other. Try nudging the duplicate by a few samples, using track delay, or adjusting the sample start slightly. If the low end gets thinner, trust your ears. Phase issues can make a great idea sound worse fast. Now let's check the kick against the bass line, because that's where kick weight really becomes meaningful. Build a simple bass sound, maybe with operator, wave eatable, or even a sample bass, and listen to how the kick and bass sit together. Usually the problem areas are around 45 to 80 Hz and 80 to 120 Hz. If both kick and bass are trying to dominate the same region, the mix gets lumpy and unstable. A useful move is to use EQ8 on the bass to carve a little room where the kick has its strongest body. Not a huge cut, just enough space so the kick can speak and the bass can still own its lane. This is not about making one element tiny. It's about sharing the low end intelligently. You can also use gentle sidechain compression on the bass. Add compressor to the bass track and set the kick as the sidechain input. Start with a ratio of 2 to 4 to 1, a fastish attack around 1 to 10 milliseconds, and a release somewhere around 50 to 150 milliseconds depending on tempo and groove. The goal is a small dip, not a giant pump. In jungle and old school DNB, we want movement, but not that exaggerated EDM style breathing. The bass should make room briefly, then come back in a way that still feels natural and rolling. Once the kick and drums are working together, route your drum elements into a drum bus or group. On the group, a light glue compressor can help everything move together. Try a ratio around 2 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and only 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. Just a little glue, we're not flattening the groove. A simple bus chain can be a Q8, then glue compressor, then saturator. That gives you control, cohesion, and a bit of extra density if you need it. Now, a really important arrangement tip. Kick weight is easier to hear when the arrangement gives it space. If the bass line is constantly busy, the kick has nowhere to land. Try reducing bass notes in a few sections. Let the kick hit a little harder at the start of a phrase. Drop the bass for a moment before a fill or transition. Use short break edits to reveal the kick. In other words, don't make everything heavy all the time. Contrast makes the kick feel bigger without changing the sound. A classic 16-bar phrase might start with a full break and bass, then thin the bass slightly in the next section so the kick can pop more, then bring in a fill, and then build tension again toward the drop. That kind of movement keeps the energy alive. Now let's talk about some common beginner mistakes. First, making the kick too subby. That often fights the bass line and muddies the mix. Second, overusing boom and drum bus. Powerful tool, yes. Easy to overdo, also yes. Third, soloing too much. If the kick only sounds good by itself, it may not be good for the track. Fourth, ignoring phase when layering. Two kicks can cancel each other out and lose weight. Fifth, using heavy sidechain pumping. That can pull the track away from the old-school feel. And sixth, forgetting the breakbeat. In jungle, the kick is part of a bigger rhythmic ecosystem. If you overprocess it, you can flatten the character of the break. A few extra coach-style tips before we wrap up. If you're unsure whether to add more low-end, try this order first. Reduce overlap with the bass, tighten the kick tail, and increase the attack a little. That sequence often works better than just boosting a low shelf. Also, watch your monitor level. Low-end decisions can fool you when the volume is too loud. If the kick sounds amazing only at high volume, it may be too much for the track. Check it at a moderate listening level and ask yourself, can I still feel the kick? Does the bass have its own lane? Is the break still energetic? And a great beginner habit, save two versions of your chain, one clean and one processed. That way you can compare them quickly and avoid overcooking the sound. If you want to go a bit further, try making three kick personalities from the same sample. One version should be tight and punchy, one warm and weedy, and one rough and dirty. Then put each one into the same loop and compare how it sits with the break and the bass. You'll learn a lot just from that simple A/B/C test. You can also get creative with the sound itself. In operator, a short sine-based kick can give you a more tuned old-school body. A sample plus synth layer is another classic move. One layer for the transient, one for the low thump. You can even add a tiny noise click if the kick needs to cut through a busy break without becoming louder. Just keep the true low-end content mono. In this style, width belongs more in the breaks, percussion, atmospheres, and effects. So here's the big takeaway. Kick weight in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old-school DNB is all about balance, not brute force. Start with the right sample. Shape it with a Q8. Add density with saturator. Use drum bus carefully. Layer only if needed. Check it against the bass. Sidechain lightly. And arrange with space in mind. If you do that, your drums will feel more authentic, more powerful, and way more danceable ready. Big enough to hit hard, controlled enough to leave room for the groove. That's the vibe.